Okay, hello to everybody at home. My name's Mark Smith. I'm just taking over for this slot, and I'll be back along later for an interview. And I'm here with Daniel Kupal, which is fantastic. I was so pleased when your name came out of a hat for my interview.
Well, I'm happy to do that. That's so cool.
Before we get talking, why don't you say something about yourself? What's your role and what kind of stuff do you do day to day as a MongoDB?
I've been at MongoDB for a while, over 10 years. My current role right now is to take care of the strategic customers, like the 50 biggest accounts. We go see them and we do events a little bit like this one, where we do a bunch of presentations and then we have a second day where we do one-on-one design reviews with them on their data models. And it's pretty cool. We love doing those. I'm sure we can elaborate a little bit more on that topic. Do you have you want me to elaborate now on that or?
So, I guess that was going to be my next question. So okay. We're here to talk about the design reviews and the sort of data modeling side of things. So what exactly do you mean by design review for somebody who hasn't been through?
Yeah, it's a bit misleading because you have a design, but really what we're trying to do is help you on your data model in your design. When you work with MongoDB, it's a little bit different than what you may have done with a relational database if you have a lot of experience in these other technologies. So we have to start thinking a little bit differently. We want to be sure that you're going to be successful with your first models, especially in these large customers. We're very bullish. Now, I'm sure, like me, you believe MongoDB is by far the best database out there. So
absolutely,
if we make you successful in your first projects, you're going to come back for more. So that's the intent, and if someone asks how much is that going to cost me, it's a free service that we offer again. So we want to be sure things are going to work and you won't have any issues.
So that generally people come in with their own design model that they have already or that they're considering putting into place?
That is a good question. Absolutely. We get kind of a range of different scenarios. You can come at the beginning of your project and you want to see if MongoDB is going to be a good solution from the model. Can I do that with MongoDB? And we're going to be really honest with you. If MongoDB is not a good fit, we'll tell you. We'd rather that you don't use MongoDB if it's not good.
That's right.
Having a bad experience and then that bad experience being transmitted to other people in the organization. But you may be at the at the middle of your project where you have a data model, but you have questions, things don't seem clear, you want clarification. You may be further in your model where you're close to going to production and you want the validation that everything is okay. Obviously, if we're going to tell you it's not, you need to ensure you have enough buffer time to change things. So do it a little bit earlier is probably better in that case.
Yeah, the opportunity to get clarity is really nice. I certainly remember going through that part of the journey myself where I just wasn't sure. I had something seemed to work, but was it right? And it's very difficult to kind of to get that.
Yeah, and it's going to be really useful when they find things. But the one thing to also understand with MongoDB is if you have to do changes later, you can still do them without downtime. Now, if your model is right at the beginning, you're going to save a lot of effort. Doing right if you can, but the requirements change, and they should. If you have a successful project that's going to last for many years, things are going to change. The workload's going to change, the number of operations, and maybe even requirements. Things that you have to start adding to your model, and we're going to point out how you can do some of the modification over time. Without downtime.
It's great. So I guess maybe an interesting question for the people at home: what's the most common design mistake you see when doing design reviews?
The most common or the worst mistake?
Maybe both. Give us both if they're not the same.
the one we don't like is show me your ER diagram, and then we see 20 tables, and I'm like, okay, and what's your first draft for your collection diagram? And then we have 20 connections. This is not working.
Yeah, just relational modeling at MongoDB.
No, we do the dollar lookups, we support the joins, but you don't want to do that on the most important and frequent operations. So yeah, that's probably the worst mistake. And this is where you need to change your mindset and get thinking a little bit different. And we can guide you a little through that. Yeah.
That really comes...
But I don't...
What's the solution to those companies? I get that there are many solutions depending on what their model kind of really is, as opposed to how you would model that in a relational database. But kind of, what's the overall rule for what's the remodeling?
Well, are you get there in terms of training or some like basic rules that if you think, you know, if you apply those, you'll be
in much better shape? Yeah, I was thinking the latter.
Yeah, you know, when I do my presentation, it's something I like to say is, you know, what you're going to be using together in the application should be stored together in the database. I think that's the main principle. There's a lot of the design rules that come out of that. When you look at some of the pattern, that's exactly what you're doing. You know, we're not embedding everything, or we're not referencing. We're trying to be in between because these things are used together, but not all of them. So, yeah, that'd be like the main thing that you should apply. You should start thinking of.
I've heard whole rooms full of people like chant that like a mantra when you query together.
That's a good idea. I haven't done it, but I think I'm going to try that next time. I'm going to repeat it many times in the 30 minutes or 45 minutes.
So I think my first exposure to your work at MongoDB was actually in a series of blog posts on design pads, which I think is something I recommend in pretty much every live stream I ever do. Every time I give a talk, it's like, you're using MongoDB, go and read. You have to go and read these posts. So there's, I can't remember how many, like 12 or 13 pads?
Yeah, there was 12 in the series, yeah.
What would you say is like the most, I don't know whether to go with interesting or kind of useful design patterns in there. What do you think the most illustrative of?
Well, the one I use often in the reviews, the two I will say that come back the most often would be the extended reference and would be the computed pattern. And in a very short description, when you model with MongoDB, you always have the choice between embedding or referencing entities. But sometimes you're in a case where it's in between. Let's say neither of those is the like perfect or right solution. So what should I do? And then the extended reference is a good pattern for that, because basically what's going to tell you is to bring some, embed a little bit, but not everything, but embed whatever you need to avoid doing those costly join on the important information. And if you need more information once in a while, go fetch it, but you're not going to fetch all the time. So you're going to save a lot of resources. So that's the first one. The second one is in the case with what you're trying to model is either a UI or an application that send response to API calls. What's important in those cases is the latency. You want to build that answer as quickly as possible. And one mistake that you could be doing is having to do operations that are often the same, and when you go a little bit more into that, all the time, at the time that you're trying to provide the answer. So if you have the leisure to spend a little bit more time at right time to prepare the data in a form that the UI will make only one read and everything for that page, then it's going to be much faster.
Yeah.
So one of the signs also you get when you should apply the computed pattern is you're going to have a high ratio of read operation versus the write operation. So if you have something like that, it means, let's say I have 1,000 times more reads than writes. In average, I'm computing the same thing 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So why not doing it at round A, no, at write time, you know?
Yeah. And relational databases don't generally give you the ability to do that pre-computation and then store it back in a database, because you're usually doing those joins at create.
Yeah, you can store it, but you'll store it sometimes in metatable. You still have to do a join. MongoDB lets you put it in the entity that you query all the time, that the important query, the important entity that you want to retrieve.
Yeah, it's interesting to see that the sort of engineering sort of relearned this over time.
Yeah, you need to start thinking a little bit differently. You know, start thinking with these patterns. You get it after a while. You know, it's just a matter of practice. And
yeah. So if somebody was trying to going to data modeling, like they've maybe been using MongoDB for a little while, but they want to get better at data modeling specifically within MongoDB, like what's the best way, would you say?
Well, we have all the reference, we have the blogs, and I'm going to put my plug here. I did write a book that has all the patterns, and it's a bit more up to date.
Googled if I need to Google for it later.
Yeah, and I can sign it. One of the best resources we have is the university courses. So we do have a path for learning data modeling, and there's a certification associated to it. But Another plug is on Monday, October 14th, we're starting a new series of webinars on data modeling, where we're going to display very short topic, 10, 15 minutes, and then ask the audience what they want to see in the next session. So it's going to be my whole team doing it, like, you know, rotating. But we're going to also try to model live some of the problems that some of our audience is going to bring. So that should be fun. And basically what I'm saying is if you attend a design review session, you're going to be learning how we do it. You're going to see the question we're asking. And basically repeating those questions yourself on your own project, it's going to be the way to learn a lot about data modeling.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. And especially that length as well, it's almost like there's no excuse really not to sign up for that. So I'm guessing those webinars, if I was to Google for that, it would come up with in the MongoDB sign-up page for that.
I hope so.
Oh, that's great. So... yeah, I kind of run out of questions. It's not very good, is it? Not very professional. This is my first interview that I've ever done. So this has been a great conversation. I really appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, because it's really cool.